Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. You are in for a treat today. This is such a delightful conversation with a big-hearted young woman who is making a difference in the lives of older adults in her community. After the loss of her beloved grandmother, Gia J. from Texas realized that she missed the warm connection she had with her grandmother and reached out to the local senior centers and nursing homes to find a way to volunteer, to paint with the residents, and to get to know them better. Her nonprofit, Young and Old United, grew out of this personal passion project and has spread across the state of Texas, engaging over 100 student volunteers. Gia's joy around this work is infectious, and she has some very important things to say about the way that youth changemakers are sometimes treated by adult decision makers. I left this conversation inspired and with a huge smile on my face, with an even deeper belief that intergenerational volunteerism is perhaps the most powerful type of service that can benefit our communities. Welcome back, everyone. I am super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Gia. She is going to tell us about this wonderful work that she does called Young and Old United. I just love that intergenerational volunteerism is the most special. Hey, Gia, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Ms. Natalie, for coming and inviting me onto your podcast.
This is just such a pleasure. So why don't you start off by telling us more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, what grade you're in, all that good stuff, whatever you want to share, and then tell us all about this project. Start from the very beginning. Don't spare any details. Tell us everything.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, as you guys know, my name is Gia, and I am 17 years old. I am a junior at Stephen F. Austin High School in Houston, Texas. And Young and Old United is a youth-led nonprofit that tries to connect younger generations with older generations and really helping them to engage and really share their stories with the entire world.
Wonderful. So tell me how that got started.
Yeah, of course. So I think the main thing that started Young and Old was I was very, very close with my grandma. She used to live in our, she used to live with us. She used to be with me. Like when I used to come back from school, pick me up from school, she'd be cooking me amazing food, by the way. I love my grandma's food. So whenever she passed away, it was obviously really hard on our family, especially because she was the one who is my caretaker, during the day. She was that person that I could really rely on, especially because she'd be the one talking to me. I'm an only child. So of course, just having that connection with my grandma just made the house feel a little less emptier. So it was just really hard without grandma, So afterwards, a year passed and I just realized I really wanted to find some way to bridge this gap in my life. I don't have my grandma anymore, but I know there are a lot of grandmas and grandpas out there who'd love just some conversation with some youth. And I was that youth that wanted to listen to them, listen to their story. So I was you know what? I'm going to volunteer at a senior center. And the really surprising thing was that Houston, just didn't really have, any volunteering opportunities that were really accessible to talk with these seniors. Because, I was making phone calls left and right. It was really hard to schedule something with these senior homes. So I was whoa, something's going on here. Why can't this opportunity be, way more accessible? So I was okay, well, the first session went off great. Me and the seniors were painting. We were talking, chit-chatting. I learned so much about their families. And I was yeah, I need to bring this opportunity to high schoolers.
Nice. Well, that is such a lovely story. First of all, I'm so sorry that you lost your beloved grandmother. And I just want to say that, culturally, there are some cultures where the elderly stay with their families, right? It would not even occur to people that their elderly parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever, would be put into a facility or something like that. And so they create this beautiful intergenerational home, which is both challenging sometimes, I'm sure, and also so beautiful because it provides these opportunities for connection and storytelling and just the love to flow. And also that we should take care of our elderly at the end of their lives the way that they took care of us at the beginning of ours. So I just love the stories you told about your grandmother and the way that she would pick you up from school and the food, right? The food. It was, I'm sure, her greatest joy to feed you and nourish your body. So it's a beautiful thing to hear a young person talk with such fondness and such love and respect and admiration for their grandparents. So that off the bat, you had me there. And then the fact that you missed that connection in your life and went out looking for it. So that's incredible and just shows so much about your heart for this work. It is frustrating to me, and I see this a lot in my own work in connecting adults and children and families to volunteer opportunities. When organizations close their doors, I don't understand this. Here you were like offering to come and be this bright, shiny, young, you know, vivacious, beautiful person to brighten the day for these folks, and that folks would not take your phone call. That is just mind-boggling to me. But so how did you finally find the one that you went in and started with the painting? How did you get them, convince them to open the door to you?
So I think number one, this like activities director, Miss Lisa, she was genuinely number one, the sweetest person that I have like ever contacted from a senior home. She picked up my phone call, and a lot of other senior homes, they're like, oh wait, I'm gonna put you on hold. Let me transfer you over to this person. But she picked up my call and she was like, hey, I'm the activities director at Landon Bridge Senior Home. And I was like, oh, perfect. And I was like, hey, I'd love to come in, like do some painting sessions, because I love to paint with some of these seniors over here, and I'd love to just come in. And Miss Lisa was like, yes, of course, like that sounds amazing. Like our seniors have been like looking forward to do something. They haven't seen a young, fresh face in like ages. We need you to come in immediately. And so she was like, you pick a date, we got it for you. If you need supplies, I'll get them for you.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Miss Lisa was genuinely like so like outgoing. She was just taking initiative like left and right, and she just made me feel really comfortable like helping out these seniors. So I really couldn't have started without her.
Of course. And she's the smartest one, right? So tell me a little bit more. You started with this one place with Miss Lisa and it went great. Has it grown? Do you have other volunteers that come in? Like, what does it look like now?
Yeah, so eventually I was like, okay, we need to get some more volunteers on board. So of course, I started out at my school. I like recruited as many friends as I could think possible, and we just came together. I built a team of amazing, amazing friends, and we just built out the entire organization. So far, we have around 100 consistent volunteers, and we built it out across Texas. So we have multiple schools in on this now. We have a lot of volunteers in Dallas, Cypress, Texas, Houston, Texas, Sugarland, Galveston, and we just have all of these groups coming together and just doing their thing to help out seniors in their area.
That is amazing. Wow, that's a lot of volunteers. And does every group in their own town have to find a partner organization? Do you help them to find? I'm sure now the doors are opening a little more easily because you're actually kind of an established thing. But so how does that work if a young person in another town, and let's say someone reaches out to you, and it's like, hey, I live in wherever, Santa Fe, and I want to do the same thing. How do I do this? Do you help them to sort of make the connection, how to reach out, how to set the whole thing up?
Yeah. So a lot of what we do to like do the whole onboarding process of sorts is we pair up like a youth individual with an officer from our team. And that officer kind of just shows them the ropes of everything. So we help them get in contact with their first senior home. We're helping them plan their first fundraiser to like raise the money that they need, because a lot of our like things that we do, like they require some funding on our end. And we also help them to just get acclimated on like how you should like talk to the seniors, because we want to make sure that those seniors are like 100% comfortable with you. We want to make sure those seniors like feel just like comfortable in their skin to share their stories. So we just kind of like brief them on like, hey, like make sure that we're like being really nice, gentle, kind with these seniors. And so we just go over all these three things and just help them get their first project sorted out. And then from there on, they're just providing us monthly updates at that point.
Amazing. And how do you suggest that people do the fundraising? How do you do your fundraising yourself?
that. So a lot of the fundraising that we do comes in like two main ways, just like mini grants that we find online. So for that, we do every single month, we have our fundraising officer. She goes in and she's just scouring the web for literally any opportunity we can get, like some like peanuts here and there, just to like do some of our activities. And then the other way is much more labor intensive. It's so much fun, but we actually do a lot of door-to-door sales, and we also do a lot of car washes. So so there's like a Toyota center right next door, and they're like, oh yeah, hey, just come in whenever you need to. And we're just like washing like cars every other month and just like selling door-to-door and saying, hey. And then they're like, we've seen you guys last month, didn't we? And we're right. Like, we're still going.
Yeah, listen, everybody needs their car washed, and they would rather pay you and give you the money so that you can do your great project than pay some company that's, you know, not paying their employees particularly well, right? Like, that's, you know, this is the thing about teenagers, right? You're sort of fearless. You're going to knock on doors and sell candy or, you know, wrapping paper or whatever it is. And you're doing it. You're not doing it for yourselves. You're not doing it so that you can finance a trip somewhere or whatever, which is fine for kids to do that. But you're doing it so that you can finance this wonderful work where you get to volunteer with the seniors in their community. I mean, it's kind of a win-win-win, right? All around. So, you know, I'd like to ask all of my guests if they've encountered any challenges. You sort of mentioned one in terms of not having people pick up your phone call, but has there been anything else that surprised you about setting all of this up?
I think the main thing that really surprised me or like challenged me was just how hard it was to, number one, like, of course, making people take like a nonprofit led by youth seriously, especially because as youth, we're really just like, we're doing our best. We're really like hammering out there. I feel like sometimes we're on the ground like a lot, and I feel like we do make an impact as well. We as youth, I feel like, shouldn't be discounted. Like, we're working on this right after school. We're calling senior homes. We're like on the ground like 24/7. Like, we are here. We need to be taken seriously. Like, a lot of it did come like, we did have to register our nonprofit eventually because a lot of people weren't taking like a grassroots organization like too seriously. So I like cold emailed lawyers and I was like, hey, I need your help for this. I don't know how to fill this out. And I'd really appreciate if you could give me like a 30-minute call with you, just like help me figure it out. A lot of people said, here are my billable hours.
Right.
But there was this like really nice gentleman and he helped me out. He was like, okay, this is how you're going to do it. Like, so every now and then we do get this really nice person, Miss Lisa or someone else. But at the end of the day, we're youth, we're an organization, we need to be taken seriously.
Taken seriously and helped and mentored. You know, it was nothing for that one lawyer to say, I'll give you a half an hour and I'll walk you through how to fill out this paperwork to get your 501c3. All lawyers, all professionals, everyone in the professions should and can give back their skills and their talents and their gifts, right? They know how to do this work. And I get it. They're highly paid. They work very hard. But that even means that they should give back more to the community, right? Like, so for someone to give you pro bono help like that, and it's not that big a deal to help you fill this stuff out, but you needed the help. You needed the mentors. And so I just really applaud your perseverance. And I could not agree with you more. You know, you guys are out there, as you said, boots on the ground doing the work. So you should absolutely be taken seriously. And this idea that young people don't care and they're disaffected and they're just navel gazing and staring at their phones, I feel the exact opposite because I speak to wonderful people like you every week and I hear these incredible stories. And so we could all really take a page and learn a lot from you all. Well, this is just really special. Gia, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Can you tell everybody where they can follow on social media, maybe a website, ways that they could donate if they'd like or set up their own chapter in their own town?
Yes, of course. So if you want to start a chapter, if you want to reach out to young and old to really get your boots on the ground in your state, then you can reach out to us through our website, which is www.youngandoldunited.org. Again, that's www.youngandoldunited.org. Or you can reach out and send us a DM on Instagram @youngandoldunited.
Amazing. Gia, thank you so much. I'm wishing you the best of luck. I don't think you're going to need it. You have an incredible attitude. It's just been such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much, Miss Natalie. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.